Welcome to Tard Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we'll be studying Tehillim Mizmar Kuf Mem Dalet 144. The past few Tehillim that we've been studying have been dealing with inner pain and struggle and finding the courage to deal with these conflicts. In this song, David HaMelech, the singer, looks back and evaluates his successes, and not necessarily just at the end of the story, but with each success along the way, he sings this song. Now the Radak says, we can see that he specifically sung this song after his victory over the Pelishtim, and specifically with Goliath, because it refers to his fingers and his hand. And that's what King David used with his slingshot to kill Goliath. When we think of a warrior, a great warrior, we imagine a person with so much pride in himself. And what we're going to see in this song is what David was really thinking about himself. He understood all of his successes, specifically the military successes that are mentioned at the beginning, were all from God. At the same time, all of us have different kochos, talents, and successes based on what our mission is in this world. And it may not be to actually fight, but we all struggle to succeed, and we do succeed, and we do achieve. And this song is sung for us as well to understand that all of our achievements, whatever they are, ultimately come from God. Pasuk Aleph, let's begin. Le David, a song by David. Baruch Hashem Tzuri, blessed is Hashem my rock. And we spoke about the concept of blessing, bracha, earlier. When making a bracha, when making a blessing, what we're doing is we're acknowledging that we're receiving that ability, that strength, that gift from Hashem, and we want to use it to move forward and to fulfill His will for what we should be doing with it. So we can see here, Hamalamed Yadai LaKrav, who teaches my hands for battle. It was as if he understood that Hashem gave him a bracha. He blessed him with having his hands understand how to fight. Hashem taught my hands how to fight. Etzpaos lemilchama, he prepared my fingers for war. The only reason that I can go out and fight is because Hashem prepared me for this. He gave me the strength to be able to do it. It's a gift from Hashem. Pasuk Beis, verse 2, Chasdi, he's my benefactor. He's the source of kindness, Umetzudasi, and my fortress. Miskabi, Umefaltili, my high tower and savior. Magini, my shield. Uvo Chasisi, and in him I trust, I look for cover. We've heard all these words before, Chasdi, Metzudasi, Miskabi, Mefalti, Magini, but we've never seen it all in one verse, in one pasuk. There are actually five nouns of what Hashem is for me, and they represent, says the Al-Sheikh, the five stones that David prepared to fight Goliath. He understood as he was preparing one stone after the next that it would only be Hashem who would make him victorious. The Medrash Shochar Tov, the Medrash on Tehillim, brings down here that in fact with Goliath, it was so clear that the victory was from Hashem. Because if you think about it, says the Medrash, if someone hits someone else on a forehead, the way that David was striking Goliath with the stone, and you hit the guy and he's falling, he's going to fall backwards, not forwards, as the Pasuk in Shmuel describes Goliath when he fell as a result of the slingshot of the stone. He fell closer to David. He fell forward. And the Medrash explains here on this verse that what happened is that the angel came, and the angel actually was the one who took the stone that David was throwing and embedded it into the head of Goliath, and therefore Goliath fell towards David. It was as if the angel was coming from the back of the giant, throwing the stone in the back of his head and knocking him down in front of David. Continuing, Harodeid Ami Tachtai, he submits my nation under me. My nation could be the nation of Israel, who eventually followed the leadership of David. And David also felt that wasn't because of his charisma, but only that Hashem orchestrated that it would happen, that the nation of Israel would accept David. Now, this faith in Hashem, Emunah, is accompanied with anivus, and it has to be accompanied with anivus, with humility. Let's look at Pasuk Gimel, and we're going to see how David is contemplating himself, and we'll see so much humility in this Pasuk. Hashem, ma adam vateidaehu. What is man that you should recognize him? And the language of yud dalet ayin, yada, comes from a language of a close connection. Why is it that you have such a close connection with man? Ben enosh v'techashvehu, the son of a frail human being, that you are mindful of him. Why is it that you pay attention to every person and give them unique qualities and enable them to be successful? Pasuk Dalet, verse 2. After all, Adam lahevel dama, man is like a breath that quickly dissipates. Yamav k'tzel over, his days are like a passing shadow. You know, we think at the moment we're so important, but really, we're just like one note in an entire symphony. We're one note of one instrument, and we're hardly heard. Now, the Medrash in Shochar Tov, the Medrash on Tehillim, uses this pasuk to explain the following. David understood that he was king. He knew that he was wealthy. He knew that he was a warrior and that he was strong. He knew that he had wisdom. But he also understood that all of this was coming from God. He was just a messenger. So humility is knowing you can't. But Hashem gives you the skills. Hashem gives you the resources so that at least I need to try. And now we move into Pasuk Hey, verse 5, where it describes his tefillah, his prayer, as he is trying, as he is going to war. What goes on in the mind of David? Pasuk Hey, Hashem, hat shamecha vatered. Hashem, you bend the heavens and descend. You're taking care of the situation. Ga beharim v'ye'eshanu. You touch the mountains, whatever powers seem like mountains at the moment, and they smoke. Pasuk Vav, verse 6. Barok barach usafitzeim. Flash a lightning bolt and scatter them. Shlach chitzecha v'tuhumeim. Shoot your arrows and frighten them. It's funny because everyone thinks it was about David, who was the great warrior, and David understood it was clearly God's doing. Pasuk Zion, Shlach yadecha mimarom, stretch out your hands from above. Pitzeni vahatzileni mimayim rabim, release me and save me from the great waters. Miyad b'nei nechar, from the hands of strangers. Pasuk Ches, Asher pihem diber shav, whose mouths speak vanity. These enemies just spew forth all kinds of things. Viminam yamin sheker, and whose right hand, their strength, is strength based on falsehood and self-centered vanity. And now, when I get saved, Pasuk Tes, Elokim shir chadash ashir alach, Hashem, I will sing to you a new song, Benevel Asor Azamralach, with a harp of 10 strings, I will make music to you. What is this harp of 10 strings? The 10 strings represent a concept of completion, of perfection. 10 is you hit the top. You have everything from 1 to 10. I recognize that everything I have, everything I do, is because of the fact that you enable me, you give me the strength, you direct my fingers to make it happen. And now we continue, and you're going to hear something very similar. Pasuk Yud, Hanosein Teshua Lamlachim, who gives salvation to kings, Hapotze Es David Avdo, who releases his servant David, and Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pitzeni, release me, v'hatzileni miyad b'nei nechar, and save me from the hands of strangers. Asher pihem diber shav, whose mouths speak vanity. V'minam yamin sheker, and their right hand is based on, their strength is based on falsehood, of sheker. Well, we just read that. Why are we repeating this after we just spoke about the fact that we're singing a new song? It's almost as if we feel like we should say all the miracles that Hashem does for us and all that Hashem has helped us, and now let's sing a new song. But David teaches us something very important here, says the Radak. David didn't wait for the end to sing a Shir Chadash, a new song with the 10 strings of the harp. Rather, says Radak, b'chol eis shetechadesh niflo secha, at any time that you renew your wonders with me, I will sing a new song. It was a lifestyle for David HaMelech. He didn't take his successes for granted and just expect, of course he's going to be successful, of course he's going to win the battle, of course he's going to be able to write a good article or whatever it might be. He looked at each success as an opportunity for a shir chadash, a new song of thanks to sing to Hashem. And now, in the rest of the song, David ponders why we want to win battles and what's going to happen as a result of our successes in battle, when there's peace, and when we recognize that everything is from Hashem. Pasuk Yud Beis, Asher Banenu Knitiyim, our sons are like saplings. What does it mean, like saplings? They're firmly entrenched in the ground, so to speak, but at the same time, they're influential, they're bendable. You can bend a sapling, they can still learn. Megudalim b'nu'urehem, they're nurtured from their youth. Benosehem kizvayos, our daughters are like cornerstones. They feel secure. Mechutavos tavnis heichal, they're formed after fashion of a palace. They're like queens. They're elegant. They're beautiful. Our families will learn. They'll grow together. They'll be strong and secure. Meaning what we're doing right now, our successes are going to influence the future. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Mizaveinu mleim, our storehouses are full. Mefikim mizan elzan, overflowing, providing from harvest to harvest. Our parnasa, our economy is good. Tzoneinu malifos merubavos bechutzoseinu, our sheep will increase by the thousands. They're growing by tens of thousands in open fields, meaning the sheep won't be running away from us. And they'll be free-range sheep, meaning they'll be healthy for humans too. We're going to have such a plethora of food. Our economy is going to grow. And now David continues describing this time of great peace and prosperity. Because just like Hashem is with us in times of war when we're fighting, Hashem gives us protection and direction when there's a time of prosperity as well. And we need to understand when life is good, that that too is coming from Hashem. Sometimes it's easier to realize that Hashem is with us when our life is challenging. Pasuk Yud Dalet, Alufeinu Mesubalim, our oxen are carrying large loads. They can handle a heavy wagon, and they have so much to carry. So it could be talking about literally our oxen, or it could be talking about our alufim, our leaders. Our leaders will be strong. Ein peretz ve'ein yotzeis. There's no rebellion, and no one's leaving. Our leaders will be so respected that ve'ein tzavacha b'rchovoseinu, and there's no outcry in the streets. No one's going to defect. Everyone's going to want to be here. There's going to be no hafganot, no demonstrations going on in the streets, no infighting, no gangs going on, no one off the derech, no one wanting to leave our lifestyle because of the feeling of security that they feel in the community, in the country. Pasuk Tesvav, as we conclude, Ashrei Ha'am Shekachalo, praiseworthy is the nation for whom this is so. Ashrei ha'am shehashem elokav, praiseworthy is the nation that Hashem is their God. And you all recognize this pasuk as the second pasuk of Ashrei that we say every day. Let's now understand this based on a few different commentators. Let's begin with the Metzudas David. The Metzudas David explains this, how praiseworthy is the nation who has so much. And we just outlined how much we have, how praiseworthy is the nation whose God is Hashem and gives them so much, who recognizes that what we have is from Hashem. The Malbim takes this idea a step further and says praiseworthy is the nation who has all these blessings, but even more praiseworthy is the nation who realizes that these blessings are coming from God. And now we will conclude with the thought of the Abarbanel, who reads it a little bit differently. And the Abarbanel says, Achrei zichro hatovos, after he mentions all these beautiful blessings of gashmiut, of in the physical world, from children and from our wealth and from our produce. After we talk about these brachos, he says, meaning David says, do you think Ashrei ha'am shekachalo? And I'm quoting the Abarbanel, who says, "Do you think that the success of a person is defined by their children and by their wealth? No. Rather, Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elokav, what really makes someone praiseworthy, what really makes someone successful, is recognizing that Hashem is his God." And with that, we can now go on and begin the greatest song of praise in all of Tehillim, Tehillim Perakuf Mem Hei, that begins Tehillah LeDavid, and is part of our daily, or three times daily, the Song of Ashrei, with which we'll continue tomorrow. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chanasara Bas Chaim Leib.